tool.
Yeah.
System.
Yeah.
The one, that's the one that burns.
Yeah.
Here's the vestry, you see.
Yeah.
And
well, that was a beautiful steeple, wasn't it?
Hmm?
That was a beautiful steeple.
It was pretty. It was a beautiful old church. Yeah. But my, what did they want to build such a?
They wanted to show how good they were at building steeples. Look at that for a steeple, then.
Now that could be, is sharp enough and good enough to be copied.
I'd like that.
If you wanted to. Now, I know up this way there. They are making pictures, put them on postcards to sell, you know, if you want to get a little money.
That's an idea. Huh? That vestry was older than that church then, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
No?
No, no.
When was the vestry built?
That I can't say, but I don't...
Usually the vestry was built after the church.
Yeah, oh,
I
yeah.
see, okay.
Church was built in 1852.
Yeah. I don't remember. I can't think when that vestry was built, but it must have been in my very early days. But it doesn't look like that old a building. But now that picture of the Mr. Bennett took, and he was always taking pictures.
Who were the two men?
Well, that's my father's team, and that's my father. He was road commissioner for many years.
What was in this pail? Well, that was just to water the horses?
That's right.
Yeah.
Probably the grain was in there.
Oh.
Feed bags.
Yeah, yeah.
And grain for the horses.
Well, they had a white picket fence around the church.
No, that's the cemetery.
I mean the cemetery.
Yeah. Well, haven't they got that?
And an arch. No, it's an iron fence there now.
Oh, they've changed the fence.
I don't know. It's been there ever since I've been there.
Is that right? Well, it's always a white fence.
Now, this was
it
the...
shows here.
When was this taken? 1895. That was the Methodist Church, and this was the Grange Hall. I mean, the Masons.
Yeah.
But this isn't the same. Is this the same Masons that's there now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. There's a steeple on it.
That's the only one I got to the schoolhouse in the park.
I've never seen that picture before. I've never seen it in Bridport.
Gosh, that is a long while ago. Take a look at those maple trees.
Oh, they were the pretty trees in the park.
Yeah, but now we're setting them out over again. they've died in a lot of places, and those trees are young. They aren't over 20 years old.
But if any of those that you wanted to copy or anything...
Yes, I would like to.
Marion says there's a place here where we could get...
My gosh, I'm going home and look at that thing again.
House on the corner there was the Rice.
Rice?
Well, Jonas Rice place.
Jonas Wright or Rice?
Rice, R-I-C-E.
Oh,
Rice.
That was the one that there was.
Yeah.
Mrs. Hebbard was asking about. She was, what was the Rice that she wanted to know about?
It was Jonas.
Was it?
Now, Jonas was an old Civil War veteran, and he carried a bullet in his leg all of his life.
And the next place was the cheese factory.
That's right. And that was part of the old hill place.
That was part of the old hill place. The cheese factory was part of the hill farm.
Well, it wasn't a cheese factory then.
Oh, I see. No.
But that farm, that place...
was part of the hill farm.
The brother of the David Hill lived there. And then after that brother died. That was Edgar. And after he died, the widow, he had two daughters, and they came to the village and lived in that little cottage, I tell you, that was up above my home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The widow and the two...
And the two girls.
Yeah. And now, one of the girls married Herbert Howe, and that's...
The one that she refers to.
Yeah, the Herbert and the dog. And I remember the Herbert and the dog we knew very well. and this hell place where she said the old Lady Russell was, you know,
yeah.
So on. Well, that was Herbert's mother.
Mrs. Howe was Herbert's mother?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he married this daughter of the mm-hmm. hill, you see. And after him, and then he went up there and lived in his mother's house, and he was town clerk after Bennett was.
Oh, yeah.
Bennett was town clerk for years.
That's the one that lived
on the old Preble house,
yeah.
Yeah. And then Herbert had it. And he had it until Harry Solis said it, I think.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember
who was the town clerk there.
Harry
Solis was when I came to town. And
Harry Solis, my age, man. And now, you spoke about what did they do
holidays,
July,
yeah.
And so on and so forth. I think I could find, I'm sure I've seen it now. I have to think where these things are. You see, my family, after the home was broken up there in Bridport, and my father died, and mother wouldn't stay alone there, and we didn't, any of us, want to go back there. So mother came to live with us, and her things, what she had left, was carried to Burlington and stored. And I had a sister, two sisters that lived in Burlington. Well, both my sisters are dead, and the things, some of them, the old things, are still there.
In Burlington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my niece of my has them, and if I could get into those, I could find a lot of things. But I don't think she knows all the things that are there. I don't think she's been through them all, the old things, you know, like that.
What is her name?
Well, she's a Brownell. No, she's a Hall now. My sister was a Brownell.
What Brownell? Which Brownell? What was the man's name?
Which one do you know?
The one down on the Brownell Road. Now, who the deuce is that one?
Not Jonathan.
No.
You mean the Hines place?
Where John Hines lives? Was that a Brownell?
That was the old original Brownell homestead.
Oh, yeah? No, yeah. I didn't know that. No. Now, I know where the Hines place is. I've been there a good many times.
Well, we lived there for a good many years.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where we went when we went from Bridgeport.
To the Brownell?
In Williston.
Oh, yeah.
Now, yeah, what Brownell, did you know Carl Brownell?
I can't tell you. They're just names as far as I know. But I associate them with Mary, your sister. Yeah.
And that's where I say there are some old things that I could find if I could get at them.
So her name is Brownell?
Well, the daughter's name is Hall.
Hall.
Mm-hmm. But her mother, my sister, was a Brownell, married a Brownell. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, Graham.
Down there at the lake in that other, in the old stone store.
Oh. Her grandfather ran the stone store?
Well, he was there for a time. Now I don't know who it belonged to, whether he did, before he came up to the village.
That was a Spaulding.
Jason.
Jason Spaulding.
Mm-hmm. And he was my uncle.
And that would be Fred?
Fred's father.
Spaulding's father.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, was John Petty living down there on the lake when you were young?
Oh, yeah, I knew John.
Yeah, I thought he'd be about your age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did he have a farm? He had a farm? He ran a farm? Is that all he
did?
Well,
he was on his father's place. Yeah. That was somewhere near you, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, next farm to it. Yeah. I own a piece of it.
Yeah. Where the Petty place was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then his folks came up to the village. Now, John, well, now you know where Lance and Sunderland.
Sure.
Yeah, well.
Just below the Converse place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Mrs. Sunderland.
Sadie.
Was John's sister.
John Petty's sister?
Yep.
For heaven's sake. No, I didn't know that.
And they lived there where Lanson
yeah.
lived, same place there. And his folks came up and lived in a little house between the Converse place and the Sunderland place.
There. On the other side of the road?
On the other side of the road. Is yeah. that there now?
Yeah, that's belongs to one of Lance's boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, his father and mother lived there their last years. Yeah. And John, of course, he married a Smith, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Mabel Ellen.
Yeah, we know her.
You did know her?
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew the Smiths, too, pretty well. Herm and all his tribe.
Well, Carl had the biggest tribe.
Carl Smith?
Yeah, he had more children than Herm did.
Yeah. Three?
Huh? Old Carl had more than that.